Hi, this is Nathan. Before we get to the episode, I want to invite you to join me on an incredible adventure this November of 2024. I am taking a small group of believers to Turkey, what the New Testament called Asia Minor, for a 12-day Bible study tour of the early church. We'll be studying the book of Acts and many of the epistles on location as we visit ancient cities like Ephesus, Laodicea, Hierapolis, Antioch, Pergamum, and many more. If you are interested in joining me this November for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure as we study where much of the New Testament and early church took place, you can learn more by going to deeperchristian.com/Turkey. And if you're interested, don't delay. Spots are limited and on a first-come, first-served basis, and a $100 discount is available if you register before May 27th. I do hope you can join me. And again, more information is available at deeperchristian.com/Turkey. Now, here's the episode. Welcome to episode 151 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about why you should push reset in order to refocus. Let's dive in. Several weeks ago, I was having some problems with my internet, and it seems like the only option I had was to go up to the router box and actually hit the reset button, which basically restarted the whole thing so that my router would work and I could once again have internet. It's interesting that it seems like our lives at times need a reset button so that we can actually change our gaze and refocus on that which is most important. Well, regardless of what may be going on in your life or what concerns or problems or issues you may be dealing with, I really think there's certain times of the year, perhaps maybe even monthly, I don't know, maybe even weekly, that we should just hit reset and say, okay, where have I been spending my mental energies? Where have I been giving my focus? Where are my emotions being set? Where's my passion and my desire focused on? And it's interesting, as a Christian, you know, if my mind or my emotions or my focus is set anywhere else but Jesus Christ, well, then whatever that is actually in its improper place. A lot of us look at the Ten Commandments and say, well, yeah, I'm fine. You know, I don't have little Buddha statues, and hey, I don't lie anymore, and hey, I haven't stolen anything since I was a little kid. You know, but the reality is, when you actually walk through the Ten Commandments, what you begin to recognize is that it's more than just the external physical. God's actually wanting to deal with the heart. In fact, we see that in the New Testament where Jesus says, hey, you've heard it said in the old, you know, you shall not murder. But I tell you, you can't even hate. See, it's not just the outside, external thing of murder that God's interested in. See, he's interested in your heart and the fact that you shouldn't even have the hatred or even the frustration inside your heart. He wants to deal with that stuff. And obviously, if the hatred or the frustration was moved from your heart, well, then murder's not going to be a problem. Jesus says, hey, you've heard it said in the past, do not commit adultery. But I tell you, don't even lust. That the reality is, if God would deal with our hearts with lust, see, adultery, hey, that's not going to be an issue for us. Why? Because adultery starts with lust. See, God is interested in the heart, the inside stuff. So when we look at this idea of set no other gods before you, you realize that what he's really talking about is not just little Buddha statues, right? He's dealing with the heart affections. See, what is it that I've turned my heart toward? What is it that I've set my emotions on? Where is my gaze in my life? And again, if it's anything but Jesus, you realize you actually broken that commandment and you've made something else your God. In other words, if success is your big desire, if pursuit or money, you know, of just the success, you know, prosperity game, hey, if that is your desire, well, then you got to recognize that something has your attention, something has your emotions, something has your gaze more than Jesus, which means there's something else that is your God rather than God himself. So sometimes I think it's really helpful for us to take a moment and step back and almost hit a reset button and say, okay, where, Where is my focus? Where's my mind? Where's my emotions? And are they set firmly upon Jesus Christ? Well, it's springtime, and springtime is a great time for cleaning and just refreshing just the focus and the desires that you have. And where are you heading? Now, I know a lot of us are still in quarantine mode because of the virus. And maybe, perhaps unlike ever before, this is probably the perfect time to hit a reset button. See, if you can't go anywhere, see, this would be a great time to literally intentionally go after Jesus afresh. And I'd actually really like to help you do that. I just launched a brand new 30-day challenge, and it's free, and I would love to encourage you to join me in pursuing Jesus Christ over these next 30 days. And you can sign up at any point, but I would really encourage you to just take this next month and say, all right, how can I intentionally go after Jesus? How can I seek first the kingdom of God? How can I get to know Jesus more as I have all this extra time? And if you're interested in joining me on this 30-day challenge, you can do so by going to deeperchristian.com. There's a big banner at the very top on the homepage, or you can go to the free resources section in the top right corner. And I would love to walk with you over these next 30 days of just let's pursue Jesus together. And not just haphazardly, but very intentionally. And I found that whenever I intentionally focus in one area of my life, it grows, it gets better, it deepens. And so what would happen if we intentionally went after Jesus Christ over these next 30 days? I am positive that our lives will deepen in Jesus Christ. We will grow spiritually and we will know Jesus more. So I would challenge you to take the 30-day challenge of knowing Jesus more and joining me on these 30 days of pursuing Jesus. Regardless, I would encourage you to hit a reset button in your life to refocus on Jesus Christ. Whether you take the challenge or not, I really want you to turn your gaze afresh upon Jesus. Don't be distracted by the things of this world. In fact, I love that old hymn, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Again, if you'd like more information about that 30-day challenge, or if you'd like to see the show notes for this episode, you can do so by going to deeperchristian.com/151 for episode 151. And until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.